From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, May 4th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia paper. According to the Columbia County Department of Social Services, as of April 23rd, 65 individuals in 53 households were receiving temporary housing at 10 separate locations under the department's direction. 12 of the 53 households were lodged within 2 miles of the DSS office in Hudson. However, 55% of the 53 were sheltered more than 20 miles away. The average distance was 16.5 miles. DSS accommodates its clients in need of temporary housing at motels with space willing to take its clients. The department found lodging within Columbia County for just over half of the 53 households. The remaining people were placed in Rensselaer and Greene counties. In general, the number of households requiring shelter decreases as the weather warms. Robert Gibson, the DSS commissioner, said, and I quote, "At our highest point this winter, we were housing 99 individuals. The average length of stay is generally between 3 to 6 months," end quote. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Rachel Silberstein is reporting for Capital Confidential. The labor union 1199 SEIU has chosen the 1 year anniversary of the passage of the American Health Care Act to launch a radio and print ad campaign reminding local workers that 3 New York representatives supported that version of the bill. The ad campaign targets John Faso, who represents the 19th Congressional District, as well as Elise Stefanik of the 21st District and Claudia Tenney of the 22nd, all Republicans. The ad script reads, and I quote, "We're certain that Congressman X was hoping you forgot his or her vote. Let's remind him or her that there's nothing more important than protecting access to affordable health care," end quote. The union said the goal of the campaign is to remind voters that efforts to sabotage health care and Medicaid are still, and I quote, "a very real threat," end quote. And you can read that full story at Capital Confidential. Amanda Purcell is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. John L. Edwards Primary School Principal Steve Spicer has resigned. Spicer submitted his letter of resignation after learning his position would be cut when the district closes the JLE building and moves its students into the Montgomery C. Smith building in September. His resignation is effective August 31st. Spicer, 56, was the Hudson City School District's only administrator of color. Spicer said, and I quote, "My only regret in retirement is that the most diverse school district in Columbia County will no longer have any school administrators of color. And with Dr. Maria L. Stuttermeyer having no specific plans for programs in place for future minority leadership recruitment, there won't be any hope of another school principal of color in Hudson for many years to come," end quote. Spicer submitted his resignation April 26th after Stuttermeyer and the Board of Education delivered an ultimatum to resign or be dismissed on June the 30th, which would have caused him to lose his health coverage and summer salary, Spicer said. Stuttermeyer said it was widely known for some time that Spicer's position would be eliminated as a result of the building consolidation plan. Stuttermeyer said, and I quote, "There is no dispute, and in fact, Mr. Spicer's union representatives have agreed that he is the least senior elementary principal, and therefore his position was to be abolished pursuant to New York Education Law 3013, end quote. Beginning September 1st, Spicer will serve as a consultant to school districts that want to improve the cultural diversity of their staffs, he said. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And for our final story, Rachel Silberstein is reporting for the Times Union. Jamani Williams, the New York councilman seeking to unseat Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul in the September Democratic primary, has laid out a fiscal plan for the state. Under his proposal, the state would end the 2% spending cap and increase taxes on the rich. Williams is proposing a number of new taxes or fees targeting the state's wealthiest residents to generate an estimated $20 billion in new revenue to fund education, transportation, environmental remediation, public housing, and health care. He calls for a supplementary, and I quote, "millionaire's tax," end quote, surcharge, a mansion tax for real estate transactions larger than $5 million, and higher tax brackets. Williams' plan does keep one of the governor's most popular initiatives, a 2% cap on property tax growth. While many aspects of his proposal have been debated individually, Williams says he wanted to compile them into one place to highlight the dramatic $20 billion impact a progressive tax overhaul could have on the state. The Brooklyn Democrat was endorsed last month by the Working Families Party alongside Cynthia Nixon, who is challenging Cuomo for the Democratic line. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of showers before 11 a.m. today, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 4 p.m., and some of those storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. The National Weather Service has issued a wind advisory from 8 p.m. Friday until 8 a.m. Saturday. West winds of 25 to 35 miles an hour are possible, with gusts up to 50 miles an hour. It will be cloudy today with a temperature high of 82 degrees, and on Friday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely before 11 p.m., then a chance of showers and continued gusty winds and heavy rain overnight. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 52. As for your forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 71 degrees. Saturday night, a slight chance of showers, partly cloudy with a low around 51. And on Sunday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 66 degrees. Sunday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 45. Sunrise this morning was at 5:45 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:58 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 25 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 4th day of May 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.